Hello, this is Radio Rubber Room, coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM and 102.9 FM. Also, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com and on iTunes. How you feeling, Dan?
I'm all right, man.
Feeling a little rough.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of beat. Last night was...
I had a little too much fun.
Pretty awesome at the Republic.
Can you have too much fun?
Faith, who is Mitch's girlfriend, said that that's not possible.
Okay, good, good. I just wanted to make sure.
We've got a good. I don't want to name drop here, but that's Mitch, the bass player for Apache Radio. I know him.
They killed last night.
Personally,
and Dan does know him. I can vouch for that. Maybe
a lot of cool bands coming out to support local music. Not local music, just good music.
RVA music. We've got a good show tonight. We've got some younger guys here tonight. We've got Levi's Gene Pool. What are you guys, like, in your early 20s?
Early 10s.
Go ahead and let's do a little roll call. You must be Levi.
Yeah, I'm Levi.
Go ahead.
I'm Philip here. I play bass.
Philip plays bass.
I play guitar.
I play drums.
Can you hear that, Dan?
Ollie. Yep, I did.
Okay, good. Don't be afraid of the mic, guys. Don't be afraid of the mic. Get up close.
But it's orange.
It is orange.
That's my favorite color, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Dan, most people are scared of orange.
Yeah.
Mine's gray.
You're loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, orange is like pumpkins.
I like green.
I like green, too.
Green? Yeah. I want green.
I like earth tones. Sorry. How do you feel about earth tones?
Earth tones are nice. Yeah. Like this table.
Like all I wear is brown and gray, I feel like.
You look good, though.
Thank you. So Levi's Gene Pool, go ahead and tell the people about a little bit about you.
All right, so we're from Blacksburg. Blacksburg,
where's that?
It's like, well, first you go to the middle of nowhere, then you turn left.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see Virginia Tech, and then like somewhere within Virginia Tech is Blacksburg.
Is that the only thing going on around there? Is it?
We used to have a high school, but it fell down.
Like,
really?
The gym just went kaboom.
So there's no, you can't get an education in Blacksburg.
You can. You just have to.
You have to go to a middle school if you're in high school, and you have to go in Christiansburg if you're a middle schooler.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. We're Sounds using. We stole Christiansburg's other middle school.
But they don't even have anybody in there?
No.
They
got
extra
a new one.
Middle school.
Yeah, they just had it laying around, so they're like, hey, we'll lend you this.
Is there a plan to rebuild the high school, or are they just like, this works?
We're building the new one.
Wait, they're making you build it?
Yeah. I mean, I have to go out there 10 minutes every day after school.
Yeah.
Wow. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You get a lot accomplished in 10 minutes.
It's gonna take years. Dude.
Usually takes me that long to tie my shoes.
Yes.
You're giving yourself too much credit.
Probably.
So go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. So since we're all siblings, we decided, hey, let's play music, and then we played music. So now we're a band.
Sweet. Was it really like that?
No.
I don't remember.
I feel like it just happened in 12 seconds. But you guys weren't a band.
Yeah, I mean, I think Philip was the first one to start. He was like 3, and we're like, hey, Philip, here's a violin.
Take
2 years later, he forgot what a violin was, so we tried to get him to learn piano. Or was that me? I don't know. At some point, both of us were taking piano lessons. Then he decided he wanted to play guitar. Then I also decided I want to play guitar, so I started playing guitar. And he's like, screw you, I'm getting another instrument. So he started playing bass. And somewhere in that time, Holly had taken up violin.
Kindergarten.
Yeah, kindergarten or something like that.
So, then I started taking up drums.
Well, now that you guys are here and I know that y'all are like a family and there's somebody named Levi and he's like the lead singer of the band, it makes a lot more sense. I was like, man, finally a pool where I could wear my jeans. I'm really self-conscious about my shins.
Yeah, Sean gets kicked out of every pool he jumps in with his jeans on.
It's because even when I don't have pants on, I jump in the pool, I'm in like my swimming trunks. They're like, take those pants off. I'm like, those are my...
So your legs resemble denim.
Big time, dude. Tightly knit.
Tight
denim. Like blue denim? You might want to get that checked out.
He has a varicose vein condition that's really bad.
Varicose? Is that like the opposite of Verifar? I don't
even know what it is. Yep, that's what it is.
we'll Google it later.
Hey, if any of your friends listen to this show, just don't believe anything you hear tonight, so...
All right.
Well, you guys pulled up in a giant truck tonight.
And parked next to my car. Thank you for making me feel inadequate.
A giant truck, man. You guys are like the punk rock version of the Partridge Family. I mean, is that what this is?
I'm not sure what the Partridge Family is, but maybe.
It's like the musical Brady Bunch.
I bet your dad knows what it is.
Yeah, I bet he does.
So we were hoping that at the end of the show, you guys would be willing to monster truck Sean's car.
We could definitely do that.
Oh, yeah.
Which, as you can tell, it's already been through before.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You can handle it.
Which one was his again?
The one that looked like it's been monster trucked.
The one that can fit in the front. That could actually fit under your hood.
It could ride shotgun. It could ride shotgun in the truck.
Well, Philip called shotgun, so it's just going to have to take the back seat.
Cool. It could be a sidecar to a bike.
Well, Levi's Gene Pool, we're going to take a break. We're going to play a song, and then you guys are going to come back, and you're going to play something live for us, right?
Oh, nice.
All right, awesome. So, Derek, tell everybody what song they've won.
This is Farm Vegas with Sway. Thank you for playing.
And broken bones to try to hide. And now my heart split open wide. Well, I never wanna be your schoolboy. I know it never was much for me. And it's a mighty sad day in the USA. Well, I'm gonna try. Well, I'm gonna try. Of your sunflower eyes. Well, I wish that I could quit you. I can't find the words to say goodbye. All the good times, all the bad times too. If you wanna go through with the truth, only thing I ever really wanted to do was use you. Out like an old window. I slipped up and now I find we're both broken hearted. I slipped up and now they got me down. I guess nothing gets past this town. Now my name's getting tossed around. But I never wanna be your schoolboy.
Join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Froogle, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch-tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE. And enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Froogle. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Froogle what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Froogle condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington. Sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Froogle. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Maybe next time. Let me let this inside. can't find another way. Shadows of my yesterday are gunning, drives me insane. Can you even begin to explain? You are the reason to remember the name. Never let this year pass, because it makes no difference. I will find a way. Meet me at the state line. Your memory is so hard to find. I will
State Line by Levi's Gene Pool, live here on Radio Rubber Room. Killer tune, guys. So Levi, you do the writing?
Yeah.
Lyrically?
Yeah, I just do the writing, and then I tell, and then I show it to them, and they're like, hey man, that sucks! And then I fix it. Or I try to. And they're like, hey, that sucks less. I'm like, thank you.
Well, cool. Now, Holly, you play, what is that? Is that a rock band drum set?
Nah.
No, what is that?
Roland TD-12 electronic drum set.
It's like the Prius of drum sets. It almost counts.
You're the littlest drummer I've ever seen.
So it's like, it's green. It's a green drum set.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt the environment as much. Actually, it probably hurts it more because it's electronic.
But it's not made out of wood.
They don't need to know that.
Yeah. You don't cut down trees.
It's made out of man-made materials. Those are the best kind.
Yeah. So, do you like playing, do you play an acoustic set too?
I used to, but not so much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the electric kit more?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Why is that? Do you have any, why is that your preference? Is there certain things you like about it different? Is it easier to set up and carry?
Yeah, that, but, also the acoustic sets, they're so high that I can't see over them and people can't see me.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like, where'd the drummer go? Can't see me.
So, tell everybody where they can find out about Levi's Gene Pool.
Well, we've got a Facebook page. It's just like Facebook, then go to the searchy thing, Levi's Gene Pool, with an apostrophe, because the Gene Pool is mine. It's not the plural of Levi's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there is a plural.
Yeah.
And we've, also got Reverb Nation page. We've got some videos on YouTube.
I own many Levi's.
Yes.
I own many pairs of Levi's.
I'm actually wearing a pair of Levi's right now. They're comfortable.
So are you sponsored by Levi's?
Not yet. We're working that out.
Have you at least like started that conversation? Have you been like spamming them with emails?
They haven't responded yet.
Hmm. But you have been in touch. You've been trying to get in touch. Keep at it. You just got to keep at it.
Persistence is key.
What you need to do is go there and be like, hey, I've got this band, and I know that y'all have y'all this little pants company, and I really want to get behind it any way I can.
Yeah. Just be like, we'd be willing to sponsor you guys.
We'll play a song a day in the name of y'all's pants. Just give us $500.
Exactly.
Something along those lines. Yeah. Just make sure that they know that you're more famous than you really are. Just, that's the key right there.
Of course.
Act fame. Fame is fame.
All
right. Sean's a wise man. Sean's a wise man.
Wise man.
So, Blacksburg, do you play a lot of gigs around that area?
Yeah, we play quite a few. We've played at, like, PK's, Gilly's, stuff like that.
I go to those places all the time.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah, we've also got some upcoming stuff, like, we're playing at Dietz. That's a tech thing. We've played on some of their radio shows. We've played on The Listening Room, which is run by Blacksburg Live Music.
Whoa. You've been on other radio shows?
I'm sorry, I've been cheating on you guys.
We're very territorial around here, so.
No, those radio shows are like in Blacksburg or some other community outside of the city limits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead, I'm sorry. Not
ours is the only one that's big enough to be in a town like Ashland. You know
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah, ours is just in little old Blacksburg. Yeah, we were on The Listening Room. We're on, like, WUVT. We're also on TV, actually. We were on WSLS 10.
TV's ever rated.
Yeah.
radio is the imagination of the mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
You don't know what you see.
People don't know...
It's like, people TV don't know if I actually brain. Have five fingers right now.
Yeah, Dan sounds way better than he looks.
I do. Thank goodness for radio. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to pay someone to use their broadcast facilities.
Oh, yeah.
That's right?
True. Yeah.
Radio's a nice thing.
So you guys do have an album out, right?
Mm.
Or an EP?
Not really. Like, we've recorded some stuff and put it on the internet, but we haven't, like, officially released any album thing. Mm.
So no pressed copies of anything right now?
No, no press.
Do you have, like, a game plan for that? Is that something you're looking to do soon, or...?
I sit in my basement a couple hours every day and record, if that counts.
Holly seems like she's pretty motivated to do that. She was nodding her head behind you.
Yeah. She's not just much, like, he is in the basement.
Holly's in charge, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She runs the show.
She's just, like, yeah. She bosses around with her shortness and stuff.
Move it!
So you guys said you've been playing since you've been, like, around 2 or 3 years old, at least some sort of instrument?
Hardly.
Was that an exaggeration?
We never really started seriously playing music till, like, what, 7, Philip, right?
I started violin like when that. I was 5.
You guys were late bloomers.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I started playing the drums when I was 1. It was amazing, too.
When did you start playing the radio?
wait, we're doing an interview here, guys. We're doing
okay. Overstep my bounds.
But you did say violin at a very early age, right, Philip?
Yeah, we've all had our
I thought you said 3, but were you just exaggerating?
Tell you the truth, I don't really remember that far back, but we've all played it at roughly the same point in time in our lives.
But dude, I never played violin.
That's a lie.
Yeah. You tried playing my violin.
And then she was like, get off my violin!
No, you were terrible.
Ooh, burn.
What kind of media would you be most interested in releasing your music on? I'm interested to hear that, because I'm assuming y'all were born in, like, the 90s, even.
Yeah, we were, like, 1990. Oh, wait, no, she wasn't. She was 2000. She was the millennium. See, Holly, back in my millennium, things were different.
I think that makes you the youngest person I've ever met.
Really?
And I also have to say that you can't come within 20 feet of me.
I'm not sure this place is big enough for that.
He's got a good point.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Here's my serious question, though. Like, do y'all just put it out on MP3 and that's the real deal? Like, or do you plan on using, like, older technologies?
Well, I mean, we'd probably have to have CDs, because, like, you can't just go up to a merch stand at a show and say, like, I want an MP3, give me an MP3.
Yeah, you can download cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know how that works.
Yeah.
We're not smart enough to figure that out.
Oh, it's easy. It's like a card, like a business card with, like, a link that they can go to download it for free.
We actually already have business cards with a link to our Facebook page, so it's just like one small step.
You're like more than halfway there.
Oh, wow.
Next time you go to print on those.
I think you just need to
work
out. My
evil plan is working.
Business cards that just play a song.
That would be called
a CD.
That
would be awesome. Yeah.
That would be awesome. I'm going to invent that.
I think that would be called a CD.
If I can have a whole computer that's on my phone, I think I can have a song play out of my business card.
You have an iPhone. You do have a computer
that's Exactly. Why don't I have a business card that plays a song?
Be like those birthday cards, except...
Good exactly.
Yeah. Hey, I almost got a birthday card that played Freebird.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it wasn't the whole thing.
Take that same technology, put it in a business card.
I feel like some drunk redneck was behind that.
Probably.
He was probably like, went up to Hallmark and was like, outside screaming, Freebird! Freebird! Outside Hallmark.
So, I mean, you guys are relatively young, and I'd spoken to your father, who's also your manager, who had said that you have a really good draw with an older audience.
Yeah.
And recently you guys just played for a group of kids who are around your age. What was that experience like in contrast?
It was way better. They, like, came up to the stage, they're, like, jumping a bit. One of them had a camera, and I'm like, you're taking pictures of my guitar. It's nice.
Did anybody ever mosh at one of your shows?
I don't think so. Because, like, then we'd have to have, like, liability things. And
I don't think that's, and
I think
you.
That's the venue. Yeah, has to carry
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
If Sean's ever at one of your... He moshes at every show. Never take him to, like, the
Celine
symphony.
Dion.
Celine Dion, yeah, he moshes.
Should have seen me at the Lion King production at the National. The Landmark.
He had everybody doing it by
Dude,
the
I
end.
I was moshing. Yeah.
He had everybody Wait, moshing by the end.
You moshed the Lion King? Wow.
You can mosh to pretty much anything as long as you just know how.
That is a skill I must learn.
What you
Philip,
can't do is
that's
just
what you gotta work on.
What you can't do is just mosh with anybody. You have to make sure that they are prepared for moshing.
So how do you go about preparing for moshing?
Like, usually you just give them a little bump on the shoulder, and if they bump back, full on. Mosh.
Can we mosh in here? Just... No.
We're about to go to break. We're going to play a song, and you guys knock yourselves out. You want to start moshing?
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Alrighty.
Yeah. I want to see if Sean can mosh to this song.
Cardinal Compass.
This is Cardinal Compass with All I've Got.
Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom, for 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mine workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake Schule. Nein, ist Hitler's Brownies. Ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, loving, caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! Mine's struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's cupcakes are available. Hitler's cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mine cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake. Das Cupcake Island. The cupcake is mein Führer.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure. In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold, refreshing can of liquid meat. New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Dan action figure comes equipped with hand-to-mouth food-eating action.
Oh, I just ate, but I'm so hungry.
Throw Dan in some water and watch his belly grow 2 times its normal size.
Mine just pooped.
Or shake him really hard and listen to him breathe heavy like he just ran a marathon. Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land famous for most juicy delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium, make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel, or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious 5-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes. dogs and cats. Reset your memory. You were never there. Erase the rage of your feet. Erase the pain that you see. I'll tell them all the same.
Actually two songs just now.
Yeah.
By Levi's Gene Pool here on Radio Rubber Room. So I was gonna ask you the question, you know, does your school have like a good music program or anything? But then I was like, oh wait, their school fell down. Do you know a bunch of other, do you hang out with like kids your age that play music as well?
I think I'm one of three guitarists in my school that actually owns a guitar, so not really.
How many people are in your school?
Like maybe 1,200.
Oh wow! So Blacksburg is not a little village like I thought.
Nah, it's a big town, but there's not much in it.
Like there's about maybe like 80,000 people there. 10,000 when the college students aren't there.
Wow.
So, what's the cow to person ratio in Blacksburg?
I have not seen all the cows, but
I'm gonna guess it's like 20 to 1,
like 20 cows.
Is that more a fair? Like 1 to 20.
There's a lot of cows.
1 to 12. That's what I meant. Yeah, 20 cows per one person.
And
we haven't seen too many cows, but we might just be looking in the wrong places.
Or horses, there's quite a bit of those.
Do you think you might be, you haven't found those other kids that are around that maybe play guitar, you just don't know about them yet?
Well, there's a pretty good chance. There's a lot of singers, because we got a pretty good choir program.
Oh, yeah, we got... like
but
ten,
yeah, we just don't know
singers.
Any of the other guitar guys.
when I was in high school, well, we had a guitar class.
Oh, really?
Do you guys have one of those or anything? Or
not?
They don't have a school anymore.
Oh
buddy.
Yeah, gosh. we should do like a campaign to build Levi's Gene Pool new school.
Yeah. We like name it Levi's Gene Pool High School. They'd be like, who's what?
Yeah, we can name the school. We can. No, we're gonna call it Radio Rubber Room High School.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, there'd be like
statues of us three out there.
And then like no class, just a stat. Yeah. Bad idea.
It's a bunch of video games on the inside when you go in.
I think we'd have one of the highest attendance rates in the country.
I agree with you.
So there's not a lot of other bands to play with around. I was thinking like, you know, the shows you guys have mentioned, you have trouble getting shows because of the age thing. A lot of clubs have a kind of shy away from it sometimes, right?
Yeah, some of them. I mean, like, it's not so much that there's not a lot of bands, it's just that there's not a lot of young bands.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because have you thought about maybe just having a show in your backyard sometime and just inviting a bunch of people over? Or have you done that before?
We've had that idea.
We've thought about
it. We actually started creating a sort of amphitheater thing, but the project hasn't been completed yet.
Mm-hmm.
In your backyard?
In our backyard, yeah.
Wow.
Our backyard's pretty big.
I mean, like, the town's small, so we got a big backyard.
That's yeah, pretty awesome.
We got one whole corner.
The whole town is actually built around our house.
What's the cow-to-human ratio on your property?
Well, on our property, we haven't actually got any cows, but our neighbors, I'd say total cows among our neighbors outnumbers our neighbors.
Yeah, all two of them. All two neighbors.
Like, how close is your nearest neighbor? Can you see their house from your house?
Yeah, they're right across the street.
Across the street, yeah.
We don't.
Aside from that, we can only see the house of one of our neighbors.
Now, here in Richmond, we have to go to the grocery store if we'd like a glass of milk. And I imagine in Blacksburg, if I would like a glass of milk, all I have to do is run out to the
field.
I'll
interrupt you after you finish this.
And dispense it personally from a cow. Is that how it works out there?
No.
I have never tried that, but maybe I'm just in the wrong crowd.
There's not a lot of milk.
I'm sure
cows.
We got plenty of friendly farmers.
Now, but can you milk a horse?
I have a question for you. You go. What grocery store do you shop at where you can get an individual glass of milk?
It's the corner store by my house.
They just pour it for you. They're like, yeah, one glass. They just. What's their profit margin? Probably pretty good. What's a glass go
probably
for?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty hose, man. Buy by the gallon.
I just give him my card, and I trust him to charge me appropriately.
Okay, so. It's like $9.60.
You're being robbed. That's why we get no middleman. We just take from the cow or the horse.
Go right.
So when you guys are playing these shows with obviously usually older bands,
yeah.
Are they supportive? They help you out? Help you guys out?
Oh yeah, lots.
Usually.
Yeah.
There's been like one instance where they weren't, but that's because they're just because.
Are they like, damn, that kid plays guitar better than I do?
I don't think the bands have actually ever had any issues with us, but the sound guy once was. They were all like, "What, we're having to run sound for these guys? Darn, guess we better suck."
The how many bears come to your guys' shows in Blacksburg?
Well,
we had a
around
dead
70.
Bear once.
At your show?
Yeah.
That's
in a cooler,
awesome.
Like the whole arm in a what? Cooler, fur attached and everything.
Where were you playing where they had a dead bear in a cooler?
Well, this was actually at our house when we were recording with the other band.
Gotcha.
Where's the rest of the bear?
Is it like Axl Rose like takes a dolphin around with him everywhere he goes? So you guys have like a bear?
The rest of it.
Yeah.
So.
Axl Rose takes a dolphin with him wherever he goes?
Used to. A he dolphin? Used to have a semi-truck with a dolphin.
Wow.
That would follow him around and he'd have a dolphin.
He's a great guy.
He is.
He's a class act.
He's
let me just walk my
just
dolphin.
Like when I grow up. Except for like, you know, everything.
When I grow up, my car is going to be a
so
fish
what's,
tank.
It's gonna be your car is going to be a fish tank.
That
we're
going to
need like
awesome.
A snorkel apparatus or some kind of breathing device.
Totally,
don't you
it's
need like
be
a
awesome.
Shrinking apparatus to fit in there?
I like that. I didn't like other fish swimming around.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. I like that idea. I like where you're going with it. I don't know if it's going to be street legal, but I support you. I support you 100%. Now, what's this amphitheater you guys are building? Like, what are you
how
digging?
Many people?
Chair? Like, is it like? Raised like seating.
Well, back in Blacksburg, we don't have too much flat stuff, so yes, it's raised.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you guys building it in trees?
Not in trees, no. It's cut into a hillside in a sort of valley.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like a bobcat out there? Are you like actually like cutting dirt out?
Yeah, we got a caterpillar device.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want a cat.
It's particularly big for a caterpillar.
Very heavy, too.
Big and yellow.
Well, I mean, that's good. Yeah? Sometimes you don't have it, you know, you got to make it, right?
Yeah.
That's
totally.
A good attitude.
Are Blacksburg, where they train caterpillars to do the work.
Yeah, the only issue with Blacksburg is you need a permit to do anything. It's like, oh, you want to build a shed? Well, if it's higher than 4 feet, you're going to need a permit.
Yeah.
So you fill out this form, wait 3 months, then you come back, and then we've
that
lost
is
it.
A blue.
So you guys had to get a permit to build it.
Well, this is public radio and all, but this is highly secret.
Okay.
This is public.
So if you're listening to the radio show, just pretend like you weren't.
This is radio available to the public, but no one is listening, I assure you, sir.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay, well, for any of you listeners out there, you can know it, but don't talk about it.
Yeah. telling a friend may mean telling the enemy.
This whole story was fabricated, made up. Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah. This is just a plot device.
So I have some questions for the band.
We're good.
I think a power trio is like the best kind of band there is, in my opinion.
It definitely makes them easier to fit in the car.
Yeah. There's three people. There's three things that you need. Three instruments. You got it going down.
Yeah.
Most of my favorite bands, three people. Here's my question for y'all.
I was going to say, that was a statement.
Thanks, Derek. I'm just going to start calling you Mr. English from now on.
Have you ever read anything that he writes?
I'm not Mr. English.
Anyway, let me talk to the band.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I totally lost my train of thought, but I had something really cool to ask you guys. Here's what I was going to ask. All right, so you guys are all youngsters. We're all, like, rocking right now, which is really cool. I didn't expect that. I expected, like, Michael Bolton-y or something. I don't know, something soft. But it was very hard. It rocked to me.
Did you hear his response to that?
No.
He doesn't even know what a Michael Bolton is.
Oh, wow.
That was a great answer to that question.
He used to be in the Partridge Family.
That would explain why we don't know him.
What's a Jimmy Page?
That one I do know.
Okay, thank a Jimmy Page.
Thank God there is a devil. Like I was saying, what do you guys do? Like, if you evolve musically in like 5 years from now, you're like, do you know what we would sound awesome with? Is a keyboard. But y'all have like limited yourselves into like Levi's gene pool. Like, you can't just have, you know, some other guy that's not part of your family. Like, do you go up to your mom and dad? You're like, hey, mom and dad, we need a keyboard up in here. Like, what's the plan there?
You guys should think ahead, because
I definitely would just say you should probably just tell your parents, like, get on a horn some section, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I play a bit of keyboards, so what we really have to do is just clone me. Or clone Philip. He used to play some piano. We can always reteach him.
You could get a guitar keyboard combo guitar.
I mean, do you have any cousins guitar you could maybe recruit? That would be acceptable, wouldn't it?
We've got a cousin that plays drums.
Only problem with the cousins is they're very far away, so it kind of takes the convenience out of living in one house.
Yeah. And most of the cousins that play music are on our mom's side of the family, and four-wheelers don't typically mix with keyboards.
Ah. Okay, I'm going to keep up the question asking.
Okay, that's good.
I'm
going to
do that. So, we are a family of rockers, and as much as I do appreciate that, I've been rocking since I was 8 or 9 myself, so I know what it is to rock, but when I was 8 or 9, I was rocking because my family was making me mad, and I needed to get out of there, and I needed to rock to revenge them. So, like, what are you guys doing? You're like, oh, man, let's just rock. Let's just do it, like, for fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Where's the, I mean,
what do you do
when
you
feel
angry?
Angsty? Are you like, oh, I'm so angsty, I feel like I want to hang out with my family?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like, you know, I'm feeling particularly angsty. That's like, play Scrabble.
Yeah. All right, I'm feeling angsty. I'm going to read a book. I'm so angry.
Cool. Levi's Gene Pool, you guys are on Facebook. Are you doing the Twitter?
We have a Twitter. We just don't know where we put it.
Where you put it?
We have a Twitter?
Somewhere that's not near the internet, maybe. Like, I usually leave my cars.
Where did my internet?
I always lose it with my keys. Dude, I'm like, if I find my keys, I'll find my Twitter.
Yeah. So, you guys are doing the Facebook thing. Best way to find out more information about you guys. We're going to go ahead and cut to a break and play a song, but we'll be back with the second hour with more from Levi's Gene Pool.
This is Black Girls with Music Theory for Haters.
I want you to never leave. WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. We've got Levi's Gene Pool on tonight. And Dan, look who I found.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
You missed me?
I did. I missed you a lot.
Yeah.
Have you been listening to the show?
I have. I've tried to catch it, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just kidding. Oh, that stuff I said about you. I didn't mean any of it.
I knew. I figured you were.
I didn't mean any of it.
So, Simon's mom, you were out at the Republic with us a couple weeks ago, and we haven't seen you since. Where have you been?
I met somebody. He's in the booth with Sean.
Yeah, he just said he would be here in just like 35 seconds if you want to just wrap it up.
Exactly, 35 seconds.
I feel like everything is going well. Yeah, he's having digestive issues. He ate at Sheetz.
Yeah,
He's got tummy issues sometimes.
But yeah, so you know, I was just out having a good time with my new friend for a couple weeks.
Good.
I'm glad you guys found some fill-ins for me.
Yeah, we did.
So, yeah, love, how's it going there? I've missed you.
Hello, sir.
It's been a long time.
I know.
It's like this afternoon.
A minute without you is like a lifetime.
It was a while away. You're the reason I'm still here in this town.
I see you every time I close my eyes.
It's just amazing bond that me and this young lady have found here in Ashland.
So you
young
met
one lady
of the towns in the world.
How old
in
is
case
she?
You were wondering, I'm Radney Rockwell, rock legend, rocker extraordinaire, played with such great bands as Duck Venom, the Disciples of the Dolphin. And of course, everybody knows about Crossbows and Lilacs.
I used to love Crossbows and Lilacs when I in the 70s. I used to go see his band all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
I think you're like the only person who's ever heard of Crossbows and Lilacs.
I was usually the only person at the show.
You do look very familiar. Before I met you at the Republic that one night, I was like, "Where do I know this woman?" And now it all makes sense.
It was the show's Crossbows and Lilacs.
You're the fan.
The living room shows you guys used to put on.
Oh, those were some good old days.
They were good old days.
That was some rocking times. That's when I really started to expand my mind with music.
Now, you, Radley, you go to the Republic on Wednesday nights, not for the music, but because it's bike night, right?
Yeah, I'm known to stop by for like a fortnight, 5 or 6 minutes sometimes. I like to do a lot of bar jumping.
Now, I don't understand, like... You come to bike night, but you drive a Segway. Like, how does that work? How does that fit in? How is a Segway related to a motorcycle?
I feel like they say bike night, but really I feel like it's two-wheel time. And it just fits in there because I have two wheels.
It doesn't... It doesn't say what direction the wheels... Or how they have to be aligned, right?
Because where I come from, when you break down the word bicycle into two... meanings, by meaning two. So, two wheels, Segway, makes no difference to me. I'm still showing up to bike night on my Segway.
Now, when he picked you up at the Republic, Simon's mom, did he give you a ride home on a Segway?
I was driving the van that night, remember?
Oh, okay.
I also have a great van.
That you live in?
It's a really comfortable van. Really, really comfortable van.
It gets 47 miles to the tank. Really does.
That's efficient.
Me and you, we were going to talk about some bands that were playing some venues, I think.
Are you guys going to do show picks?
Yeah, Radley's going to do the show picks with me tonight. Do you want me to go first, Radley?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and...
This is kind of my, you know, my forte. My forte. But tonight there's some shows going on. This Might Get Ugly is playing down at Wheezy's Kitchen. It's going to be bluegrass and country. It's going to be a good time. A good picking time. Also tonight at the Camel, Yarn with Farm Vegas. And I heard on the show on the way, and you guys were playing some Farm Vegas.
We were.
That was cool. Do you have some, Radley?
Yeah, I have some great ones, in case you were wondering.
Are they better than hers? Because she had some really good ones.
Mine are more part of the underground scene, if you're into that.
Sure.
Playing at the Ashtray, that is a great, great venue here in Ashland. The Ashtray.
The Ashtray? I've never heard of the Ashtray.
Is that? Can you smoke inside there?
No, absolutely not. They only serve one beverage, too. It's grog. It's not even good. It's just terrible. But the music is really live. It's really raw. The room's only like 20 feet by 20, so it's really, you're in there with the band. You're right up in there. Really close. I like that kind of thing.
You're touching the band.
That is how I feel it should be. You should be touching.
It's a very intimate setting. Uh-huh. That's why I like it.
They have this whole thing where it's like, no pants, no shoes, major problem. That's their saying.
But I feel like that's most establishments.
Anyway, I'm going to be going in there with the band Alcoholics Anonymous to be playing. We're
going
to be doing jamming. Yes, that is a band, and they are rocking.
Okay.
They sound rocking.
It sounds
like they should not be in a bar.
No, they might
fall off the wagon.
Is grog alcoholic? Is that an alcoholic beverage?
It's only 47%, man.
It's great. You can drink it all night.
It tastes like nothing. You just keep drinking. It's got a lot of good effects. Like, you wake up the next day, you don't remember anything from the night before.
Which I love.
I thought you said it was terrible.
It's the taste that's terrible. It's got a lot of mind altering things that I like about it. Like,
you said it tastes like nothing. Is that what's terrible about it? It's the lack?
Maybe it just overwhelms you because you could just drink so much. It's not for a light drinker, the grog is.
Oh.
It's more for your advanced drinking. Like, if you're like, oh, I've had a beer now and then, you're not for grog.
Okay.
That's why I like it.
Grog is 25% rum, 50% motor oil, and 25% leftover drinks from other bars.
Delicious. All right, Simon's mom, how about you do another show pick?
All right, Friday night, Black Girls and the New Belgians are going to be at the Gamble. And then also, G40 Art Summit's going to be Friday night.
Are you sure that's New Belgians?
Yes.
It's not the Big Payback?
And the Big Payback.
Okay, cool.
And then also, and Dan, you know a little more about this, the G40 Art Summit, the Massive Mural Project
Tomorrow.
Plus 500 group show, that's going on where?
Yeah, that's going on Broad Street. There's Gallery 6 is a gallery. 212 West Broad Street is another gallery. There's also 115 West Broad Street, 101 West Broad Street, and 119 West Broad Street, all pop-up galleries that I've had the fortunate opportunity of helping, you know, hang art, unload art. It's really, really cool. They're going to have live music going on, events every week. We've got a bunch of big murals that are going up around the city through the G40. RVA and Art Wino working together to make this happen with the city. Have you seen any of the murals, Radley?
I try not to go out too much at the daytime, and I feel like that would make more of a full effect of it. But I have seen them in the night, and it was really visually not as appealing as it would be during the day, like I was just saying.
Are you a vampire?
I live in the nightlife. It's just the daytime is for. I feel like it's for squares, man.
All right, Riley, you got some show picks.
Yeah, I got another great show pick. One of my personal favorite bands.
Is it Friday night?
This is for Saturday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those. It's a weird one.
That's in the daytime.
Yeah, you're gonna go out for this one.
Actually, I'm not gonna go out for this one. This band, Duck Venom, their shows are exclusively for birds. So no humans allowed. So if you want to hear this, I'm sorry. Grow some wings or something.
Now, you just said earlier when you announced yourself that you were in Duck Venom.
It is these show picks, they are involved with me. I'm in all of these bands. Why would I pick any other bands? That is just absurd. I would try to promote another band. It's totally ridiculous. That kind of thing.
If you guys don't know who Radley is, he's the world's most famous person that no one's ever heard of. That what do you play? The single note backup
I play the backup lead, man.
Yeah, backup lead.
That
backup
is a, lead. That is when there's a solo going on, I usually know just the right note to pluck that will really break up the monotony. It'll bring it all together. It's a wholesome thing. I sustain it usually for 4 or 5 seconds. Sometimes I whammy, you know. I mix that in there. So it's all about, you know, it's not. It just sounds easier than it really is, playing that one note. I just can't play
He's
one note.
He's an innovator.
All right, continue.
Also, about my fame. Fame, I feel, is a state of mind. So no one, to me, is more famous than me. That makes me the most famous person in the world. All right, I got one more show for you, and that's happening at 3:30 in the afternoon on Monday, and that's at the Richmond Blood Bank. And it starts promptly at 3:30. Don't be late, because it's only going to probably last until the authorities kick us out of there. But that's going to be the band Global Bacon Conspiracy. And they're great. I play backup lead in them as well. And, you know, that's the band where we believe that Bacon is going to be trying to be involved somehow in the end of the world. So if you support not having the end of the world, you are against Bacon. Really.
Okay.
That's intriguing. That's intriguing stuff. That's intriguing stuff.
If you knew what I knew, man.
I'm gonna look into that more. I your belief system is it mesmerizes me.
Yeah, dude, I love Bacon. I don't know what I would do without Bacon.
You're supporting the end of the world, Sean.
That freaks me out. I support the end of the world. That's I thought you were really cool, man. I thought you were my friend, but now you're telling me you support Bacon up in here. That makes me want to leave and not come back and not see you ever again. You know.
All right, well, I've got a few more show picks. I'm going to run through really quick.
Let's do one more.
One more? I got to pick one more?
We got time for one more.
Vaccine at McCook's Lakeside Grill Saturday night, Soundstorm at Fishbowl, and Raph's B-Day Party. Raph of Southern Bells, PBR, and Milkstains. It's going to be his birthday bash. It's City Dogs Saturday night. He'll be playing with Southern Bells.
Are you in more bands than Raph there, Radley?
Last time I counted, if you consider that all the bands that I've been featured and I've been a special member of, it's been like at least 6 or 7 bands.
I thought that you were in way more bands.
How many bands are there? Maybe.
Way more than 6 or 7.
I think that is an overstatement. You've got to be BSing me, man.
No.
All right, love. You ready to blow this candle? Let's leave this joint.
Let's get out of here.
Let's let these jokers do their little radio show. They think it's all about them in this world. Ashland, the center of the universe. WHAN, the center of Ashland. I don't know where the universe ends and begins. But I know that my night is going to start with a bottle of beer. Let's dip.
You're so deep.
All right, we're going to play a song. Take a break, and we'll be back with more of Levi's Gene Pool.
All right, this is Vexine with Let Me In.
I've got $5 on the dashboard and 20 in the till, and a bottle full of moonshine from a derelict still. We'll be right back.
This is ZomZom with Al-Qaeda Suicide Hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org.
Get in, get out, get up, get down, get moving in!
The Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Yoga, long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
To the max.
Extreme. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
Then squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground.
Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah.
We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly in your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack or purse and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa.
Stairs!
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
other say, we exchange. 'Cause all I see is the ever shining wing. I think you know what I mean, but it's not what it seems. 'Cause it isn't a dream, no, it isn't a dream. Do you hear what I say? I'm on to say, need you to run away. Not that you lied to the dead of night. Sing a song of me on time. Telling us that we don't even run. Get me on sand, black bear and white. Sing me at the mountain gate. I would rail to martyr priest and the king of the beasts. I like to sing you a song, tell him I've been wrong. I can sing you a song, I can sing you a song. They can use your routes on a tragedy flight. They can sing you a song, they can sing you a song. None to the sound, only by word of mouth. They can sing you a song, they can sing you a song. I can rattle off the wrong and sing you a song tonight.
City Lights by Levi's Gene Pool here on Radio Rubber Room. So City Lights, do they have City Lights in Blacksburg?
Yeah, like maybe one or two last time I counted.
Yeah, really?
They might have put up another one. I've seen some trucks in a couple places.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked you guys have electricity out there.
Yeah. Like,
well, I mean, we had to go down to the local electricity office and, you know, ask for it, but we
don't. They give it to you in like a bag that you can take home. Those are called bags.
Nah, we don't use bags. It hurts the environment. We just carry it.
Now, Levi, you do production as well, right? You're a little bit involved in that aspect of things.
Yeah, too? Yeah, production and like engineering stuff.
So. Who have you you've recorded some people recently, right?
Yeah, I've recorded a band, Septipus.
Septipus.
Yeah, huh. You've probably never heard of them. They're underground.
So, how many arms does a Septipus have?
Seven. There are five people in Sep.
You have to excuse me, I'm stupid.
That is a, I'm gonna have to battle them, because, I'm definitely in a band called Octopus.
And well, you've got one more arm, so, you've got
oh, that's your multi-keyboard band.
Yeah, right? That's the four keyboards.
You guys played a show yet?
Oh, it's all about the mystery, man. If I tell you where the shows happen, they're not as legendary.
That's good.
You just gotta be at the right place at the right time.
I think you're listening to Radley's philosophy a little
too
much, buddy.
You just gotta guess right.
You just gotta know.
So did you have fun with that aspect of it? So and I guess you would do your guys' recording then too. You do all the engineering for that too.
Yeah, except with our recording, it's usually just me sitting down there recording all the parts because I'm too lazy to go up a staircase and tell them to come down and record with me.
How do they feel about that?
Spotlight.
So, what, are they just your house band?
Yeah. It's really a solo.
Allie looks like she wants to fight you right now.
No, no, she's hugging me. See, we're siblings. We love her.
What do you all do about like, fighting? Like, what if the band gets in the fight? Does the family fight, or does the family fights affect the band?
Will the family break up before the band, or will the... How does that work?
I don't know yet.
Bum, bum, bum. So never fighting, just always good, nope. Happy rocking.
We're always happy.
That's awesome.
Good. That's good.
Unless one of them messes up.
Yeah.
That's just are you the Nazi slave driver?
Yeah. Are you the John Fogerty of the group?
Well, I mean, back in Blackstreet, we don't have whips. We just sort of have to pretend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's one of the, you know, band practice sometimes is hard with a band, you know, getting everyone's schedules together. I guess you guys don't have to worry about that. You just wake up in the morning and it's like band practice,
yeah.
Right?
So Philip doesn't get up in the morning.
Yeah, he's like, except for during school, because, you know.
We have to get up at 5.
We have to get up at 5:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Usually I'm awake till then.
Which is amazing, considering we don't have a school.
To go work out and build the school, and then go to school. And
no, we do that after school.
Good, okay. Yeah. Now, we played a song right before the last break. It was Black Girls. Mm-hmm. And actually found out about you guys through them. Their manager,
Erica.
She had gotten in contact and said to get a hold of you guys. Mm-hmm. Now, you said earlier on one of the breaks or before the show that she used to be your babysitter?
Yeah, she actually did.
Really?
Yeah.
Best babysitter ever.
She really is, Erica. If you're out there listening, you're a great babysitter.
She's like,
great.
Keep the rock and roll down.
I thought you should know that.
When kids recommend a babysitter, that's usually not a good thing.
So were you guys playing back in that time period?
We weren't really playing as a band as much, but we were playing a bit.
You guys were like a violin trio at the time, right?
Yeah, we were like, you seen those guys, two cellos? Well, it's like younger, but with violins, and not good yet.
But if you're young, I guess that age, a violin seems like a cello.
Yeah.
Now
I used to take a three-quarter size and play between my legs, and I'm like, I am a cellist!
Now, being that you guys are all siblings, and you all started playing music at an early age, I mean, were your parents musicians? How'd that come about?
Not really, no. They're not musicians.
No, so the answer is no.
The answer is no.
No.
Well, how did that come about? Like,
they like music, so...
Okay. Like, play me a song, and...
There's like, there's no good bands in Blacksburg. Let's make one.
Yeah, there we go.
That's awesome.
There are actually, like, a lot of good bands in Blacksburg. Just, you know, none in our high school, because our high school is dead.
So... Like, being in a band, does that make you all the coolest kids in school?
You know, I haven't really asked.
I'm secret about it. Secret.
How about you? How about you, Phil?
Oh, it's kind of like the most famous person in the world thing. As long as you think you're the coolest, you are.
Yeah, we're definitely the most famous people in our school.
I'm glad that we could get the most famous Blacksburg band.
Yeah. You guys might be the only people from your school who have ever seen Richmond up close and personal.
What are y'all called? Blacksburgians?
I'm not sure there have been enough outsiders for us to have to come up with a name.
Yeah.
I've heard you came up with a clever name for us Ashland folk.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you call Ashlands? Assholes.
Whoa.
Assholes.
Assholes. That's slip okay. Up. That's acceptable.
Assholes.
Assholes.
That is rude. This is the center of the universe.
I really like that a lot.
Well, I mean, the universe, you can't really determine where it ends, so everyone has
to. Do you guys have a sheets? Do you guys have a sheets?
We have two.
Okay. That's the community center.
Burn.
So you guys, you're all in middle school. What is the best way to separate school from rocking? What's the best way? Like, how do you determine if it's homework time or if it's band time?
It's always band time. It's never
homework. That's good. I don't know how much.
Hope your teachers aren't listening.
Yeah.
No one ever got famous off of studying. Keep it up, guys.
Right. That's right. Except for maybe Albert Einstein, maybe?
Yeah, well, he failed math.
That's the excuse everyone gives when they fail math. Yeah. Albert Einstein failed math.
Yeah, it's like...
We'll go split an atom.
Like, your teachers, they ever like try to use rock and roll as like a way to teach? Like, if I jam for 19 seconds and I'm guitar soloing the whole time, and they cut out the drums after 15 seconds, how many notes did I play?
That'd be the best and most confusing way to teach class ever.
I try to not math while I'm music.
Is that a bad idea?
Yeah.
Combined?
Yeah, it's like drinking
unless
and
you're Tool.
Don't math while you music.
Some people do it, but we're not Tool.
What's something you hate more than anything, and what's something that you love? Now combine them.
Oh, God.
Rock and roll school. That's what I'm getting at.
My brain hurts.
That would be awesome.
Excuse me. All right, well, let's take a little break, and we're going to play a song, and then you guys are going to come back and play one more song, right? Or is it a two-song combo?
It's a two-song combo.
Sweet.
I like that.
Double whammy.
All right, this is Grease Trigger with Eastern Crows.
Told me find a crow from right where it flies. They beat their love in like the city folk.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa Diet guarantees success. Want an accelerated program? Ask how you can get a jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa Diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist.
Who
will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe-napping, rock-hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah.
Baby is so badass.
24/7 care.
There will be no teddy bears.
No nap time.
No coddling.
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby in the shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defusal,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skills,
moonshine.
Yeah!
Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself, only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah.
Face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
Go in.
Two
baby.
One baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available. Pre-birth training.
Punch, yeah. Punch, punch.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Kick.
Headbutt.
Scream.
Scream, yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a Class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah. Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're going to inject protein shakes directly into their chest.
Protein shakes.
Directly to your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes. And they sang sad songs in the rain. They marched through the pain. They never died in vain. Trying to ignore the pain.
can't chill the voices out. Don't come to me with a round title, I'll never get you. Don't come to me, oh no. Well, I don't know what blood inside your hand can't bring back the fear. I'll see you the mirrors here in black at me. There's exactly what you want them to be. You want them.
As fires die?
Yeah.
That's because I didn't write the last word. That's good stuff. And then Running Cold?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like how you played those two songs together. That's pretty cool.
Thanks, man.
It was a nice little fire cold. I like that.
Dude, I never realized that.
Oh. Uh-uh. You owe me $100 million. Okay.
Not
okay.
Again.
So, I have nothing but the utmost respect for anybody that rocks. Okay, you guys rock, so... Respect there.
That's no. Nice. I like
but, you know, I just have to ask this question. Like, I don't want to sound like a jerk or anything. Like, I'm not trying to be mean. Like, this is with the utmost respect that I'm asking. But what do you, like, you sing really well, but, like, do you have any problems with your voice changing? Like, do you anticipate that? Or
have
you
ever... I had that problem, like, a couple months ago. Like, almost a year ago.
And oh, it ain't over, buddy.
Caused us to have to drop a lot of songs because they were now out of singing range.
Oof. Now the Christina Aguilera is not in the.
I mean, I used to be able to do that, but now it's just like, I mean, it's just that far
can't
away.
Can't get any of those.
I mean, I still got it. It's just
some of the songs you could change the key, maybe drop the key a little bit, or
yeah, we did that with some of them, but. Yeah,
it loses a little something once you change it.
And so how much original material do you guys have right now?
We've definitely got, like, at least 10 original songs.
We've definitely got enough to fill a decent EP.
Okay.
Now, 10 songs, I mean, you, Levi, you handle all the lyrics? Do you consult your siblings on that? Are you like, hey, I got this really cool song, and they add their input? Or how does that writing process, like, really work?
Usually the lyrics are pretty much all me, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, if there's something we don't like, we'll let him know, but he's got the main ideas.
Yeah, I mean, like, but, I don't know. It's like, it's different for every song, but usually the lyrics are all me, and that's the only thing about the song that's all me.
Now be honest with us,
Or lie.
How,
I'll lie.
How, where did you learn to write lyrics from? Did you study other musicians, other songwriters, or did it just come to you naturally? Be honest.
I just sort of kept doing it until I stopped sucking.
When did that
start? That's a nice way to put it.
I don't know when that started. I'm not sure it started yet.
Well, there was some good stuff I definitely enjoyed listening.
Oh yeah, you guys are very talented.
Oh, thank you.
And your age, I mean, you haven't even peaked yet. So I think it's an honor to have you guys on the show hanging out with us, and I can't wait to see where you're at in a couple of years and even beyond that, you know, cuz if you're writing really good songs now and you can keep a strong head on your shoulders, not, you know, get caught up in all the craziness that comes with being a musician, I think, you know, in 10 years from now, man, be really, really interested to see how you guys have progressed.
Thanks, man.
Have you thought that far ahead? Like, do you have those, like, daydream visions of what 10 years from now is going to be?
Well, when I think 10 years ahead, I realize I'm going to be 24, and then, like, that's a big number.
Oh, my God.
I'm 21.
I'm 24 now.
10 years ahead is... He acts about your age, so it's cool. Like, equals itself out.
Oh, dis.
I mean, 10 years, that's more than half of your life now.
Yeah.
Like, from where I stand, I don't think you even have a concept, really, what 10 years is at this point, man. You're young, dude. You know, things are really going to change for you. Your voice is going to continue to change. Mm-hmm. The things that are important to you are going to continue to change. But I think that it's really cool that you're writing songs lyrically that aren't trite and childish, and you know, they're very flexible through all demographics. How are you aware of that, or does it just happen that way?
Well, I mean, like, if I've ever tried to write songs that sort of appeal to a younger audience, I just feel silly because, like, I went to middle school and then I just feel like an idiot.
Then
so
I came back.
So you wrote that was one of your early songs?
No, I think one of our early songs was about, like...
We don't talk about that.
Yeah,
one.
We don't talk. We actually signed a contract with this.
So you don't have any
guy.
Songs about, my school fell down.
Oh, man, we really need to do one of
those. That is a good idea. My knee. I fell off my bike. Dad makes me wear a helmet.
I actually did have this one really epic bike accident in first grade. I was just driving around, riding around in a circle, going pretty fast. And then all of a sudden, like, there was a pebble or something, and I'm just, like, face plant on the gravel for, like, 10 feet. It's just, like,
it's like
apparently there's a dent in the gravel.
Wouldn't you know, next day at school is picture day.
It's like, I'm a zombie.
All right, we're running out of time, and I've been sitting on this question all show, okay?
You sit on your questions?
Yeah, always.
Why don't you keep them on the desk?
How do
they raise him
that?
Up in the chair a little bit.
Oh.
All right, before I ask, I want to ask this question, but first, a story, if you will. The story is... If you come to my house, I have this keyboard, right? I got it from my mom. It's awesome. I love this keyboard. I don't play keyboard, but it teaches you. It teaches you. You program it to play Green Sleeves, right? And then no matter what key you hit, Green Sleeves. So all my friends come over, ladies come over and stuff, and I impress the hell out of them. Because I'm playing Green Sleeves perfectly, right? And I'm like playing low notes, and they're like, it sounds high, and you know, it just looks really cool. And I'm wondering if that is something I can do on that drum set. Like, if you could just program in one long drum solo, I can just bang the hell out of them for 5 minutes, I would feel really cool.
You could, actually. You could.
I'll just...
So the drums can play themselves.
They can. They've got, like, a built-in MIDI sequencer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
So those drums are just for me, even.
They're passing notes. Send that up to the front.
Yep. No passing notes.
Send that up to the front. It's a list of some of our early songs.
Half-hour detention.
we're about to play C12. Program it in.
Now, this is a question for all of you guys. Is everybody really comfortable with where they're at in the band? I mean, Holly, we haven't talked to you much. Is drums your passion?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where you want to be. You want to be behind the drum set.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed, you know, you really get into it with the singing. I mean, is songwriting maybe something in your future? You have no interest in that? Are you a fan of any drummers who are also singers?
Mm.
No. Here, can I recommend a band to you?
Sure.
Marionette. They're from Richmond. I don't shut up about it. They're one of my favorite bands. Their drummer is a lead singer, and they're a very talented band.
Oh, cool.
Isn't a marionette a type of puppet?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Right.
It is.
Cool. I feel so knowledgeable.
Like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Except different.
Except like his nose.
Not a real boy.
Philip. Bass, that's it for you, right? That's where you stop?
Well, I've been working on trying to expand my operation into background vocals in all or almost all songs, and maybe lead in a few.
Okay, cool.
Have you thought about bringing in a backup lead player?
Yes, we know one.
We know a great one. He's legendary.
I hear he's trying to be in as many bands as possible.
Oh, I think I might have heard of this person.
Yeah, I mean, he is like the most famous person ever.
That no one knows of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know him, but he seems like a pretty cool guy.
I've hung out with him a couple times. And, yeah, he's enjoyable.
would he be able to fit that into his schedule? Would he be able to, like, come down to our level?
But I would not. I'd give yourself a little more credit than that. But you have to get rid of the name. He's not genetically connected to you, man.
He's not my gene pool.
I think what you just need to do is name the band something cool like Leslie's Gene Pool. End the denim jackets.
Leslie, Levi's, Gene Pool, and the denim jackets, maybe?
What did I say? I don't know.
Sorry. Leslie.
I don't care. Leslie. Sorry.
Sean is not someone that gets names right often.
Well, guys, I usually just say band people.
We're almost out of time. Levi's Gene Pool. Is there anything you guys want to say? Shout outs to your friends? Like anything you want to do before we cut out, go home, and
love you, Mom.
Go to sleep.
We'd like to talk about like some of the festivals that we have played at or will be playing at because there are some really cool places.
Okay, cool.
There's a thing in Martinsville called Rooster Walk. It's a charity for a scholarship at Martinsville High School. You see, they have a high school. They're lucky.
Lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some great bands there, like Kings of Belmont, The Mantras, Us.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's May 25th, 27th. Then, let's see. There's also, I'm coming down here the weekend before that for the Singer-Songwriter Showdown at Ashland Coffee and Tea.
Cool.
Yeah, wish me luck.
You're going to hang out with all the ash holes?
Yeah. I'm gonna try not to say that because I might mess up again.
That's all right, man.
Yeah.
So what else you got?
We're going to be playing at a thing called Kirkfest at Kirk Avenue Music Hall in Roanoke. It's probably one of the coolest venues in the Blacksburg-ish area. Yeah, with some other cool bands. It's June 2nd.
So you guys are busy. You got anything else going on?
Let's see. According to this piece of paper, we're going to be playing at a place called Dietz in Blacksburg on Friday the 13th and on the Tech campus. Friday the 13th.
You guys like that place, right?
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
What else?
We're going to be playing at a Relay for Life benefit at the Moose Lodge in Roanoke.
Awesome.
On June 3rd, where we have like a June 2nd, so then a June 3rd. Feels so professional.
Cool. Well, we got like 30 seconds. Anything else, guys? Really quick?
How about you, Philip? Got anything?
Not really, no.
Happy birthday, anyone whose birthday.
Happy birthday to everyone having a birthday out there today.
Or tomorrow. Happy birthday for the whole year.
Today really is my sister Danny Ann Austin's birthday. Happy birthday, Danny Ann.
Happy birthday, Danny Ann.
And to all listeners, check us out on Facebook or some other internet thingy.
Download our songs on Reverb Nation for free.
All right, guys. And check out
WHAN Ashland Richmond. W275BQ Ashland. 1430 AM. And now 102.9 FM. WHAN.